Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi everybody, and thanks for joining us once again. We just can't wait to regale you with another spooky story.
Each week we bring you a truly bizarre tale, case or claim, and this week it is my turn to bring you a story from the other side. But before, Annie, right, before we get into this week's story, we need to actually address something very serious beforehand that I haven't brought up with you yet. And that is, what is it, Annie? What do you think it's going to be?
Something very serious. I don't know. Have you been diagnosed with yet another chronic illness? What is happening? It's the team. Oh, wait now.
I can't believe you didn't just bring that up.
I'm sorry. Let a girl say this. I fucking got on to you during the week because I was editing. I was editing last week's podcast and I was like, sorry, what the fuck is it with this new music? Who Will made a decision about executively without me. I think it's shite. I am not here for these 90s techno vibes. And I did request that we, because we can't agree on this. Will loves it. I hate it. We need an audience vote, please.
Yeah, like I think it's quite good. Like I kind of got it for like, it's a new era, it's a new season. No,
Will, there's nothing new about this. This was pulled up out of the fucking somewhere on the dark net somewhere. This thing is just gross. It's like doosh, doosh, doosh. Plus there's a build in the middle of it. I don't know. Plus it's like I had to cut about 3/4 of it out. It was just like one big long disco tune. What is going on here? I think that our fans are going to miss the old
Liza Minnelli. Yeah, we put up a poll and see what our listeners think. Now, listeners, don't be going just, oh, yeah, I don't like change. Honest votes, please. Only. This is me bullying the people into this should have been the new one. Anyway, that's now.
Vote for
that's
Annie.
The admin
vote
homework
for Annie.
Done.
Eurovision 2023. Vote for Annie. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Okay, so let's dive into this week's story. Every year, approximately 600,000 people are reported missing in Europe. Don't know if you knew that, Annie,
God,
did you?
That is absolutely terrifying, Will. Is that a real fucking statistic?
That is a real figure.
Oh my God.
Thankfully, as time passes, most missing persons are found safe and well. Unfortunately, a small number of these cases are lost to time itself. However, the disappearance and reappearance of Vasile Gogorov.
Here we go.
Oh my God, I've said this name 5 million times today with no problems at all. We turn on a microphone and I'm like this.
I love when you pick an exotic name that you have not a hope in Jesus of actually pronouncing. Go on, say it again there, Vasily.
However, the disappearance and reappearance of Vasile Gorgos leaves us with more questions than answers. Mahatma Gandhi once said, "There is more to life than simply increasing its speed." Albert Einstein called time an illusion. But probably the most memorable quote about time itself is, "Time flies when you're having fun," coined by Annie Gann.
It is not flying right now, let a bitch tell you.
This is the bizarre case of Vasile Gorgos. In 1991, Vasile Gorgos, a 63-year-old cattle dealer from eastern Romania, disappeared without a trace. His work in the cattle trade required Vasile to travel between neighbouring cities frequently. One morning, Vasile rose early, tended to his cattle and made his way to the local train station. When he failed to arrive home that evening, his family grew worried. His clockwork nature was predictable. Vasile was 63 years of age. A younger man at the time would presumably be living it up in the city for the night to escape country life. His family quickly reported his disappearance to the police. One day passes. Nothing. 2 days pass. And still nothing. Eventually, days turn into weeks, and weeks turn into months, and still no sign of Vasile. His family exhausts every avenue to find him and eventually resign themselves to the high probability that Vasile has passed away. The Gorgos family suspect some type of foul play, but because they could never find any clues, they could never fully get any closure that they desperately craved. Presumed dead, the Gorgos regularly held memorial services for Vasile, but many questions never get answered. Now, what are you thinking at the moment? Do you think this is just a straight up, your man's gone, but where is he gone? Like, what are you thinking? What's your initial thoughts on where this guy might be gone to, Annie, or what happened to him?
Because of the nature of his work, I feel like he was out trying to round up a wild bullock or something somewhere, like was out in a fucking field trying to get some animal in out of it and got like crushed to death or some fucking mad like freak accident with a cow or a fucking bullock. Because as a farmer's daughters, both of us, like, you're, like, it gets dangerous out there, Will, doesn't it? Like, someone want to fucking kill you.
Oh yeah, 100%. People fall off roofs and fall into like slurry pits and everything. But this guy, I would totally agree with you on that, yeah. Right? But this guy was gone to the city.
Okay,
so he gotten up, like a farmer going to the city to trade. So he's obviously going into like a mart, okay. Or like, you know, okay. There was obviously some sort of thing going on, but it was to the city he went to. So like, farmer in the city, never came home.
He went to the city and he probably went, like, as your dad still does, on a Saturday morning with the cattle and go down there to the mart. Like, I don't know, maybe he got into some shady dealings with some fella at the mart, or like he undercut somebody else when they were like trying to sell a little cattle or something like that, and there was like dodgy dealings going on. Somebody offed him. That's my second theory.
You have a devious nature to you. I feel like that you're after like hitting a few farmers over the head with like a hardened cow shite and be like, "Give me your money." And all they see is like a bar, like at the top of a bun running through like a field of cows with a few fivers in her hand.
Bitch, be making those dollars.
Well, Annie, I want you to fast forward yourself through the passage of time to Sunday, the 29th of August, 2021. A red car stops in front of the Vasile's home place. Still the same home where he used to live 30 years ago. Family members inside look out the window and watch in disbelief as a 93-year-old Vasile steps out of the back seat. He looks confused. His family can't believe their eyes. They rush outside to greet Vasile. But when they asked him where he had been for 30 years, he replied that he was home. But it gets even weirder. They soon notice that he's wearing the exact same clothes as when he was wearing when he left 30 years ago. And even more unsettling is that in his pocket is a 30-year-old train ticket. After a thorough medical examination, doctors can only conclude that Vasile is in good health. For the 30 long years that had passed, Vasile seemed to have been perfectly taken care of. Except for some neurological issues, nothing extraordinary for a man of his age, they can't seem to find any medical problems. The bizarre thing is that he can perfectly remember his family, his house, and everything that he knew 30 years ago. But Vasile doesn't remember anything from the past 30 years. The neighbours who saw Vasile getting out of the car were so shocked about the whole scene that they didn't notice the driver or the number plate. Also, the driver never left the car. From the moment Vasile got out, the car immediately drove away. For 30 years, the family of Vasile was desperately waiting for some answers. 30 years later, they only got more questions. Where has he been? What happened to him? Who dropped him off? How can he still be wearing the same clothes? Why has he forgotten everything that happened to him? So many questions and no answers. So this case was reported in many publications in 2021 in Romania about his return. There's pictures of him and pictures of his little train ticket, the whole lot. Pictures of him with his family. So it's not as if it's some Reddit case that's, you know, thrown out there. It did actually happen. But what are you thinking? Like, where do you think this fellow went to? Where do you think he went to? Like, what do you think happened to 30 years of your life? Just like, I got on a train, but I can't remember anything that happened. And I'm back now. First of all, I'd be fucking raging because you're going to look like a reptile. 30 years of your life are gone. I know he left when he was 63. He wasn't a young man. But like, still, at the end of the day, that's a good 30 years of like, great, I'm 93 now. I'm literally knocking on death's door within the next 5 years, probably.
Fuck. I mean, I suppose a cynical brain would be like, oh, you know, like he had another family somewhere in another part of the country or something like that. And he just was like, fuck me wife and me children. Like, these are pissing me off. And he just went off, took off the clothes he was wearing, put them in a vacuum sealed bag and raised his new children with his other wife and put away the train ticket as well, put it in the bag as well. And then when they were all up and reared and that wife was pissing him off and he wasn't getting any good loving out of her anymore, he was like, I'll fuck back to me first family now.
Oh my God.
And I'll make up this mad story. But you know what I'm really thinking at the back of my mind? I'm like, alien spaceship time vortex.
Well, listen, there is some theories about his disappearance and reappearance. And that is one of them. Actually, I think you've covered two. So the theories that are on the go is that he had abandoned his family for a new life. Mm-hmm. When his health deteriorated, those people then in his new life abandoned him, and then he had to go back home to be like, someone mind me, please. Or else there was probably a distant relative of yours was in that car and was like, get out, I'm sick of you. And all the money had dried up. That was very plausible. I should actually just write in and just say this is another. Another theory is that he was in prison for 30 years and that kind of explained why he was wearing the same clothes. But I don't think it really does. I'm sure they'd give him a new pair of fucking jocks like in the prison. Like, they wouldn't give him the same clothes for the
Imagine how ignorant your jocks would be after 30 years.
Yeah, it'd be fairly bad, wouldn't it? Very bad. And that he was like, yeah, that he was too ashamed to kind of talk about what happened. And that's why he wouldn't really talk about where he had been. So it's easier to say, I can't remember. Another one is that Vasile had suffered from severe dissociative fugue, which is a type of amnesia.
Yeah.
So he just basically banged his head or some shite, or maybe a bull kind of kicked him in the head.
Yeah.
And this caused him to get lost on the train journey, lose his memory, start a new life, and he just came back whenever some sort of dementia set in because it drummed up other memories. And then the final one is that he was abducted by aliens, experimented on for 30 years and then returned with no memory.
Yeah, I kind of thinking that that's seeming like the most logical exclamation to me.
I know.
Explanation. That seeming like the most logical explanation right now. I'm just going to go with D, all of the above.
Sorry now, but we don't actually have an answer of what happened here, of course. But I think the alien one is kind of pretty. Well, actually, no, we should add, there is probably more realistic ones, is that he could have been like, took as a bit of a spy or something and just brainwashed.
Oh, maybe now. This isn't yet.
To do these little missions.
Yes.
And then, you know, then he was like, oh, time for him to retire now.
This is making more sense to me now. Like, that he could have been a part of one of these, like, brainwashing projects that have been documented to have been carried out. I've never heard of them in Romania, but, like, you know, they're pretty near the old Soviet Union back then, and they were probably doing all those mad kind of mind experiments as well. Maybe he was actually a spy, and maybe they took him off to do some like high level intelligence stuff and then kind of wiped his memory of all the work he had done and just plonked him back where he had been fucking 30 years beforehand. And they were like, off you go now, go tend to the cattle, they need water out in the far field there, go on.
Yeah, because obviously somebody was in on it. If they dropped in that car and they dropped him back to the house, if they weren't in on it, like if you collected a 90 something year old person and they were looking for a lift back to a specific area, you would get out of the car and be like, oh, hi, yeah, he's all right, yeah. No, I basically, I fucking found him in the field.
You'd be like, is this your granddad? Because I found him walking along the road in some very out-of-date clothing with an old train ticket. And I'm like, you'd be like, does this man have dementia? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, and there was this wicked witch. He kept saying, Annie Gan. Basically, she cackled. It rang through the air and terrified me. Children ran screaming away. And she said, my work here is done. You have no money left, you bollocks. I'm off now to get some other poor fucker. That's what she said. So anyway, I don't know where she went or what her story is. She looked frightening as well, but she flew off on a broomstick over the fucking moon, and this fellow was looking to go back here. So yeah, but no, you would have got out of the car. So that's why I think he was kidnapped or something, or something weird happened with the government here or aliens.
Yeah.
Like they definitely took him, brainwashed this fella, get him to do a few little missions, and then we'll send him back now because he's 93 and he's no good to us.
Are you going to tell me at the end of all this theorising that you came to no conclusion through your research of what happened to this man? Because I feel like you're leaving me like on a cliff edge here.
Annie, sorry. Do you know that the show is called Mysteries of the Unexplained? Sorry. Oh, wait, now I'll just get a big massive red bow and tie this all up for you. Hold on, I'll just get it out of the drawer. One second. Would you ever fuck off?
I'm not able. Do you know, like, some days I'm able
I want to deal. I want a Disney Mysteries of the Unexplained,
yes,
episode, is
could
it?
You, please be a happy ending to this one. Do you know, like, some days you're able to deal with the, like, inexplicable, like, fucking mysteries of the universe. And then some days you're just like, no, I can't be dealing with that. Just please tell me that it all ended okay. And the poor man had just fallen over and somehow survived off the rain and wind for 30 years and got back up then and was like, oh, Jesus, I better be going home now. Dinner will be ready.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, that was a mad little gust of wind. I'm up now and I'm going there now. What do you think would happen to you if you disappeared for 30 years? If you were Vasile coming back, I'm trying to think what your story would be. I think it would be like, got on the train, saw a shiny object in the distance, started walking towards the shiny object. Then the sun went in, then was hungry, started licking a stone. Then, you know, started robbing things from local villages and cities.
No,
washing your clothes in a creek,
If I disappeared for 30 years, I think the only explanation would be that I was locked up in some high level psychiatric facility. Like, I still have worries that it will happen someday. But, you know, I'll be after doing something like really heinous and they'll be like, no, you can't be out in public. You'll just have to be like, God. Off you go.
Oh no, you are high risk and you're just like, what? I'm just trying to get from Wexford to Galway. I just got on the train bundling you off and like, oh no, you're not allowed to be out in public. And you're like, can I contact Dave? And they're like, no phone for you. And and then years later, to be honest with you, between yourself and myself, I wouldn't even fucking look for you. What a mess. I would. I'd look for you for a solid weekend and then be like, oh, she's gone, lads. She's gone.
It was bound to happen at some stage. It really was. Well, thank you for that. I'll be going to bed tonight with just this overwhelming sense of well-being and that I'm looked after by the world. Thank you. 22 minutes, and when we cut out the shit, maybe about 15. Yeah, maybe.
So this got me thinking of if there was any other weird instances of people going missing and then reappearing but having no recollection of what happened to them as well. And I came across the case of Stephen Kubacki. Have you ever heard of him?
Oh my God, I used to date him.
Well, that would actually fit with the timeline because this is from 1978. I knew you were hiding your age.
Back in my earlier days, sense. Yeah. He's only a young one. Go on. I'd love to hear more about Stephen. Oh God, he was a real looker altogether. He was a gorgeous chap.
Well, I've seen pictures and that's a lie. In February 1978, on the chilly shores of Lake Michigan, student Stephen Kubacki set out on a solo cross-country skiing trip. Kubacki was an avid outdoorsman who had plenty of experience in cross-country skiing. In fact, he had been around Lake Michigan many times before. On February 21st, 1978, snowmobilers found a set of abandoned cross-country skis and a backpack, coupled with a set of footprints that spanned 200 yards, which led to the edge of the lake. Initially, it was thought that Kubacki had fallen through the thick ice of the frozen lake. An air and land investigation was put into effect, but no trace of Kubacki was ever found. 15 months passed, and that's when Kubacki says he woke up sitting in a field, wearing clothes he didn't recognise and a backpack at his feet filled with maps and signs he didn't remember. Kubacki made his way to his family's house where he was reunited with his family. The strange thing about this case was the fact that Kubacki had woken up in Pittsfield, over 1,000 kilometres away from where he originally had disappeared from. No public transport at the time flagged Kubacki travelling between states. How Kubacki had managed to get so far away with no belongings and in good health physically when he returned is still a mystery. Kubacki claims he has no memory of what happened to him during the 15 months.
Oh my God. My mouth is open.
How crazy is that? Going out for a walk and then just waking up months later being, oh, these aren't my clothes. Where am I? I don't recognise this area. What has happened? How frightening is that? That can actually happen to somebody.
God, that is like, I kind of wish sometimes that it would happen to you just for about like 15 months would be an ideal amount of time for you just to fucking get out of my face for a little while and hopefully you'd come back with like slightly better clothes. I hope you had some designer on him and a slightly better attitude. And then he's like, oh, Arlen, you were such a good friend to me and I never appreciated you all those years until I didn't have you and I woke up in a field in the middle of fucking I don't know where. I think that would be a real wake up call for you now, but no, oh my God, I'd go straight from that field straight into some kind of psychiatric institution. She wouldn't be right. How could you be right? You'd be, look, once again, I'm just going to say it. It is the most realistic and logical conclusion. Abducted by aliens.
Yeah, for your mentally, if someone like, I think I would personally prefer just to settle on, I think I was abducted by aliens and I think they took me away for 15 months, because otherwise wouldn't you not just be living in fear that this would happen to you at any given moment?
Oh my God, yeah, you'd be like, they're coming back for me. And like, imagine how mad you'd feel like going back to your family and all of them being like, and Stephen, so you don't remember anything then and you woke up 1,000 miles away and you just have to be like, yeah, well, that's the scar, like, that's what happened to me. And they're like, okay, all right. Like, they'd be like, your man is mental. And it wouldn't have anything to do with your, like, mental, like, stability at all. It actually had to do with the fact that some fucking, someone or something fucking, like, took you up. Like, just took you.
Just literally, I gathered you like a dustpan and brush, gathered you and bundled you on top on a spaceship. But, yeah, it is quite terrifying.
I know, like, why do you have, like, I'm thinking about these two men, and I know, like, they were probably both in the times before Tinder, were they, where you just, like, meet someone and you're like, they're the love of my life, and you're just, like, married at first sight kind of stuff, and you fucking run away. But, like, and I know that, like, that obviously happens as well sometimes, but, like, imagine coming back when the relationship hasn't worked out and been like, I don't remember. I don't remember what happened. Sorry. And they're like, really, Stephen? You're like, no, I don't remember. I didn't move there to be with them, and they just fucked me out in the field in the middle of the night, and now I just had to come crawling home. I don't know. This week's story is making me very unsettled, and I'd really rather if you didn't. I'd really rather not. Thank you.
This is the perfect time for me to ask you if you'd like to go for a cliff walk tomorrow, just me and you, on our own, maybe.
Yes, absolutely. I am in some financial trouble, and I would like if it all disappeared, please. Can I come back in 15 months, but like rich? Like, because I'll happily disappear for 15 months if I can just come back real bougie, like real rich as fuck.
Oh, no. I'm going to hop you over the head, and then I'm going to put you in a diaper. spoon feed you so you won't be malnourished, and then leave you in the middle of, like, leave you in the middle of Grafton Street in Dublin, waking up and being like, oh, my God. And also I'll smear some dirt on your face, because I wouldn't like you being pristine now, being found, you know?
Doesn't sound very exotic at all. I'd rather not. Thank you. Bye.
So that concludes this week's creepy tale. Join us next week for another mystery of the unexplained.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.